Masechta Shviyas, Parag Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Fertilizing a field during the Shemitah year is forbidden. It's Asa Midrabanan, similar to that of plowing. Plowing is Asa Midaraisa, and it's for the benefit of the growth of that year. It's working the field. So this also is for the benefit of the growth of the field, and it's Asa Midrabanan. Not only fertilizing the field, but also bringing out fertilizer just to store in the field at some time of the Shemitah year is also usher, because it looks as if he is fertilizing his field to work it that year. So the Mishnah discusses when is he allowed to bring it out to store it. When is one allowed to bring out zevel, manure, for fertilizer to his field to make an ashpa, to make a pile, to pile it up to store there, and he's not planning on using it for the Shemitah year, but for the following year. So when is he allowed to do that? So the first time of the Mishnah says, Misha yifsiku oivde avoida. When the people that are working their fields have stopped already from working, from fertilizing their fields. So when the Divrei Rav Meir, this is Rav Meir's opinion. When the other people that happen to be working their fields on the Shemitah year, when they stop fertilizing their field, at that time and onwards, one is allowed to pile up fertilizer in his field for storage for the next year, because it does not look like he's doing it for this year's growth, because the time to fertilize is over, and so it doesn't look like he's fertilizing his field, he's just storing it. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishiyivash Hamasek. Once the manure becomes dried up and it's no longer fit for fertilizing his field this year, he'd have to wait until the rainy season will make it moist, and then he can use it again next year. But once it dried up and it's not fit for use this year, then he can store it in his field. So this is only later. Then he would be allowed to store it, and it won't look like he is working the field this year. Rabbi Yasi says, Mishi Yakusher, which literally means when it becomes knotty, when the manure starts drying, it's not as dry as the opinion before is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, but when it starts drying and the clumps start knotting together, becoming stuck together, at that point it's already, according to Rabbi Yasi, no longer fit for use that year, and therefore he's allowed to take it out to store. Mishnah base, ad kama mezablin. So now the Mishnah comes to give exact descriptions how much manure is he allowed to pile up in his field for storage. At what point in time does it give the appearance that he's covering his field with too much that it looks like he's actually fertilizing the field? So the Mishnah says, Ad shalish shalish ashbais lebesa. He can put up to three piles per base sa area. A base sa area is 50 amas by 50 amas. So in every 50 amas by 50 amas square, he can put three piles of manure. And how big are the piles? Each pile has to have a minimum of shel eser eser mashpeles shel lasach lasach. Each one has to have a minimum of 10 containers, that each container is made up of a lasach. A lasach is 15 sa. And so if there's 10 containers that each contain 15 sa, it's going to be 150 sa minimum requirement, which is a very large amount of manure per pile. And this makes it that it does not look like as if he's fertilizing his field, because then he would put out much smaller amount in one spot, and it's clearly a storage pile. Meisifin al mashpeles, he's allowed to add to the amount of containers of manure that he pours into those three piles. He can make them bigger. Ve'ein meisifin al ashpeles, but he can't add more piles. Only three piles per besa. For every 50 by 50 amas, because once he puts many, many more piles, then he's covering more square footage of the area, then it gives the appearance that he's actually fertilizing the field. If Shimon Aimer Af Al Ashba says he's even allowed to add more piles, since he's heaping the piles so tall, he's putting a lot into them, he's allowed to add even more than three piles per base sum. That's Rav Shimon's opinion, and Rav Shimon's opinion is going to be discussed further in the next Mishnah, so stay tuned.